E. Into the Deep Blue Sea.
It was whilst I was living in Dubai that I got my first opportunity to go scuba diving. Both my mother and father dive, and I didn't want to be left sitting on the boat. It's a very special feeling being underwater and watching marine life. Beautifully coloured fish, turtles, dolphins and sharks. I've also dived on wrecks where many fish come to shelter from predators. My instructor Andy taught me the theory, after which I sat a written exam which consisted of a multiple choice questionnaire. Then it was off to the pool for several sessions assembling the equipment, taking the mask off underwater and replacing it, clearing the water out of the mask and controlling my buoyancy, meaning staying level underwater without going up or down. There are many hand signals used underwater, and I had to learn them all. Practicing what to do in an emergency is important as well, because your diving partner or buddy relies on you. Safety is very important. Diving is only dangerous if you don't follow the rules. Always make sure your equipment is checked and never dive alone. Whilst diving, you have to keep checking the gauges to see how much air is left and how deep you are, and also check your buddy's equipment. It's important to stay with your buddy at all times. Diving alone can be dangerous. What kind of equipment do I use? I use a mask, fins, a wetsuit, depending on the water temperature, gloves, a knife and a torch. A BCD, buoyancy control device, is like a jacket that you can fill with air to keep you afloat or empty of air for when you descend underwater. I use a scuba tank filled with air. It has a pressure gauge that tells you how much air is in the tank. Then you can work out how long you can stay underwater, depending on how deep you dive. There are tables to enable you to calculate this. Attached to the tank is a regulator, and from there is a hose that carries the air to your mouthpiece, a hose that goes to a spare mouthpiece in case your buddy needs it or if your main mouthpiece fails, and also a low-pressure hose that's attached to the BCD and enables inflation of the jacket. You also have to wear a weight belt, which helps you to descend. With the junior scuba certificate that I have, I can dive down to a limit of 15 meters. It is a fascinating sport, and every dive is different, as you never know what you will see. It can be a bit scary too, for example, once when I saw a shark very close up. I would recommend scuba diving to anyone with a sense of adventure. Nina.